With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Privately, officials at the Baltimore Department of Public Works have been very candid that they made a major mistake in a federally mandated billion-dollar project to upgrade the city's leaky and overwhelmed sewer system. By closing off 60 sewage outfalls before they increased the capacity of the system, city contractors caused sewage to overflow into hundreds of city homes during rainstorms, flooding basements with human waste. Here's Dana Cooper, general counsel for the city department, talking in her office back in November.
We didn't really know the right order to do things in necessarily. And so when we closed those other 60 overflows, that actually increased the number of basement backups that we saw in the city. Again, because the sewage has to go somewhere.
In public, however, officials have taken a different position on who's at fault for the rash of sewage floods in homes, usually blaming the victims and suggesting city ratepayers are negligent by tossing things like carpets, shoes, and sanitary napkins into the sewer system. Here's Cooper again last week during a packed public hearing.
There are multiple causes of basement backups. There are capacity problems, there's maintenance problems. There's also problems on the private side that is not within the city's area. So if homeowners are putting things down their drain, like grease, that don't belong there, if you're not maintaining the private side of the line, that can also cause a basement backup.
Over the 3 years preceding last July, the city refused or failed to pay 91% of the 413 claims from residents for financial damage to their homes from sewage backups. This was despite the fact that the city was sued by the U.S. Justice Department in 2002 because its structurally inadequate sewer system overflowed so much. The city tripled local water and sewer rates and collected more than $1 billion, but completed only about a third of the sewer system improvement projects required by a federal consent decree by a January deadline. During the public meeting last week, state and federal officials discussed a proposed revision to the consent decree. It will give the city another 14 years to complete what will eventually be a $2 billion sewage upgrade project. Some of the residents who attended the meeting said they were outraged that the city has not set up any kind of relief or cleanup fund, especially for poor and elderly residents whose homes have been damaged by the city's poorly planned sewer work.
I definitely don't think you can blame it on the residents.
This is Derek Lennon of Northwest Baltimore, whose basement was flooded with raw human waste.
The frustration is that there's been the number of people that have been going through this for a number of years, and they don't see any recourse. I mean, you have communities that have been dealing with this problem for 10 to 12 years, but yet their insurance companies as well as the city has done nothing to assist them.
Public Works Director Rudy Chow and other city officials try to reassure residents that their planned construction of a new pumping station and a pair of holding tanks near the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant should stop 82% of the overflows by 2021 and reduce the fecal bacteria in city streams and the inner harbor. But that good news won't help the homeowners who fear the septic flood that will wash over them with the next rainfall. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
So cloudy, so cloudy. I believe it's gonna rain. I believe it's going to rain.